you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. How can I assist your call?
I was calling because I had a problem placing my order. For some reason, it won't go through on your website.
Okay. What is your zip code so I can look at the order?
93933.
And first and last name?
Tamisha Mosley.
Verified mailing address.
My mailing address?
Well, it doesn't have that. So verify the email address.
MSLYCAM at Yahoo.
Thank you. So it doesn't tell me as to why, because it don't say whether it was declined or not.
It's telling me not a valid address. That is a valid address. Then it tells me it's not a valid email. That is a valid email.
Yeah. Because it has the email address on there that you provided. And then it has a billing address. Is it like an apartment?
It's a townhome.
Did you put it?
Oh, maybe because I put the same shipping and billing address?
Yeah.
That shouldn't matter.
No, it shouldn't. Did you put it like it, how you put it in the billing address? Did you put it the same in the shipping address?
Like, yeah, the little box is checked, yeah. But the billing address is not the same as the shipping address.
Okay. Because it's just like an apartment, you have to put the number in address too.
Do what?
Is it like an apartment number? You got to put it in address too. Like,
I put it in there. It's showing me here. It has my address here. And I already put in my card number. Did it charge my card?
Nope. They didn't even save a payment method.
Because everything's here and there's all green check marks by it.
I'm going to refresh it. Yeah, nothing's been saved. All right, let me try this.
Let me see something. I don't know why.
Okay, so when you put... Did you try putting all of it on address one, like your shipping address, all on one line?
No, like it doesn't.
Like you did it on the. Like you did it on the billing address.
It keeps saying shipping address error, address not found. That's not true. Oh, well, let me see. Hold on, because it took it out of here. Okay, let me see. Well, it's asking you for apartment or suite number, so why does it do that and then take it out? Now it's telling me invalid email address.
Okay, when you put in your email address, because it don't tell me that. It shows your email address as the way you said it.
Yeah, so why is this website telling me invalid email address?
Let's say the email address. All right, are you on tryketoascend.com?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Whatever website it took me to. After that survey.
So did you try it from there? It'll go through from the actual company's website. You just have to put in your all your shipping information.
So isn't this the website I'm on? I'm on that website, aren't I?
Is it tryketoascend.com?
It's just ketoascend. Buyketoascend.com.
I'm not on that one.
After the survey, whatever one you clicked on that you want, that's where it took me.
Yeah. But Try Keto is Thin. That website. If you try it in a different browser, because it might be the like the website, maybe having an issue with the website, because I don't see anything that you put in wrong. Like the billing address is right, and then the email. The only thing that didn't say was the shipping address and the payment method, so I can't see that information. So when putting your
Billing information
and your email and your phone number is correct, entered correct. So I'm thinking it's that website.
Well, I don't want my information saved on this website if it didn't work. So how do I get a hold of them?
You can go to support.
And where's that number at? Because that's the number I called on the bottom of this page.
No, I can give you the email address.
Hmm?
I can give you their email address. Yeah.
Oh, well, this offer expires anyways at midnight. By the time they respond, it's going to be over.
Cool. You can always get your, you can always go to tryketoisthin.com and they'll have the same offer. For just the trial, you know, the where you get it for just the shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tryketoisthin?
Yes, .com.
It doesn't even exist. Why isn't this working? See, the first time I take a survey, I shouldn't have did this stuff. So how do I get my information out of that? I don't want my information stored in that stuff. All
right, so you can email them at support.
Mm-hmm.
At ketoascend.com.
Okay, let me try to email them because I don't want my information stored on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a phone number?
No. You would just redirect it to our phone number, so I just gave you that company's email address, their support email.
Yeah, and this webpage was the same page I was on. Tryketoisthin.com, that was the same way I was just on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me try this. And my card has not been billed, right?
Yes, that is correct. There's no payment method on there.
Okay. Well, let me just call and make sure that I don't want to do for something that I didn't order. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Customer support.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.